These words are taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain. Eclectic. In defining the word eclectic, it means that you might have a gathering of different thoughts or different people in one place. And I'd like to tell you about an eclectic dinner that I hosted one time. Not the food, but the people who were invited. I was one time going to be making dinner for a group of people. One of them was the bishop and then several priests that I knew. And as I had the dinner all prepared, the first priest came and he said, "Well, who's all coming to dinner?" So I went down the list and he said, "Boy, this is going to be interesting." He said, "Don't you know that we don't all get along?" And I said, "We'll see. We'll see what happens." And most of us do get along, and everybody has to get along with the bishop. But there's one priest that kind of is of a challenge, and he was there, and he was challenging, but we had a good dialogue. And I think we all went away happy, and it was a nice meal. They thanked me for it. And the priest who had come in first said, "Boy," he said, "I never thought this would happen. We could all sit down and at least be friends at the table." And I think of that because of what we heard in our first reading today. As Isaiah describes the kingdom of God, what we will find and hope to find in the heavenly kingdom. We are continuing with our celebration of this Advent season, now into its second week, and this first year of the cycle readings, the first reading for all four Sundays is taken from the prophet Isaiah. Last Sunday, we heard the prophet Isaiah describe the kingdom of God as a place of perfect peace. You will find peace if you're a part of the kingdom of God. A peace that is only maybe felt once in a while here on earth, but it's a fullness of peace and a peace that will be forever. Now the prophet Isaiah goes on and gives us even more description of what the kingdom of God looks like. And there are three points that he makes in the passage we heard today. The first thing he talks about is a description of the king himself. He said, this king that is to come is going to be extraordinary. It's not like what you're experiencing now. Now, during the time of the prophecy of Isaiah, which goes about for 40 years, with the life of the Israelites, they experienced at best mediocre kings, from mediocre to bad. So he wanted to give them hope because he was inspired to proclaim that when this new king will come, he will be extraordinary. He will have the gifts of the spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. This is God's Son. Now, for those of you who have been confirmed, but especially those who are preparing for confirmation, this should sound familiar. These are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, which I'll talk about a little later. The second point he makes is this, is that this king is going to bring justice. We know that human justice is failed. It will not be perfect. Usually in a situation where their decision has to be made, someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. Someone is going to be happy, someone is going to be unhappy. Human justice can't be perfect. But he said, this king is going to establish true justice. And he'll have a tender compassion, especially for the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned. They will gain their justice, and they will be treated justly. And the third point he makes is what we heard is who's going to be in the kingdom of God. We probably have a vision. Who's going to be at the eternal banquet in heaven? But this is what the prophet Isaiah said who will be invited. The wolf and the lamb, the leopard and the kid, the calf and the young lion, the cow and the bear. The lion shall eat hay like the ox, and the baby should not be afraid to put out his or her hand next to the cobra. What he was conveying is that perhaps enemies on earth if they all make it to heaven, there won't be a distinction of hatred or goodness. It will all be good. What will happen is that peace will reign. And yes, even enemies can sit next to one another and not fear a thing, because they're in the place of perfect peace, love, and happiness. Now, what does this got to do with us? I'm envisioning perhaps that each and every one of us here has an idea or has a vision who we think is going to be invited to the kingdom of heaven. Wouldn't it be a shame that our enemies made it and we didn't? They look down and see us down as we're trying to look up. So it puts even greater stress on us to fulfill what we are to do here on earth, to take the gifts of the Holy Spirit as the one who is the King and true Lord had in him is now shared with us. For those who have been confirmed, we are to use those gifts to help us to be faithful and true. And on earth, we are to practice justice. These are the things that hopefully will distinguish us as those invited to the kingdom of God. Because God wants us to put practice here on earth the virtues and the life that is to come. So Isaiah has been helping us to understand the kingdom of God. It's a place of perfect peace, a place of perfect justice, a place where happiness can dwell among those, knowing that they're no longer enemies here on earth, but friends only in God, who has made all things possible, who has shared his life with us, and expects us now to put that into practice here on earth.
Announcements. Please check the bulletin for activities this week, especially the communal penance service next Sunday at St. Gabriel's at 3:30 p.m. We need more parishioners to volunteer assisting with Holy Communion, serving, and lecturing for Christmas Eve and Day. Please call the parish office soon. Script is available to be purchased right after Mass.